Now, what results can you expect from anal breathing? Well, less tension in the asshole. You know little babies enjoy their assholes. If you spend 10 hours in the next month practicing self-anal massage and anal breathing, you will get in touch with astonishing power. The secret of the asshole is that it pumps erotic energy throughout the body. Very few of us have experienced its power.
Beware. Vibrating directly on the rosebud often produces altered states of consciousness.
And you just enjoyed being. And you certainly enjoyed your asshole.
Take your time. This is a journey with us. Sometimes we are too serious about anal massage. Have fun.
Anal gymnastics.
Beautiful goddamn fucking cock.
Double rainbow all the way across the sky.
Nigger clone.
Gaping hole.
I want to see my asshole.
It's like I'm walking on sunshine.
Yes! Yeah, is this thing on? Hey, freaks, Tim Henson with you, back to start a new week of programs. It's like I forgot how to do my own show. Yes, this right here is Distorted View Daily. Thank you so much for joining me. Got a great program for you. At the top of the show, Jesus Christ, I hate old people. I really do. First of all, I've never met a group of people who feel more entitled than the near-deads. Look, I realize it's a big accomplishment that you're not dead yet. And really, it would help this country out if you would just fucking croak. You know, with Social Security payments and everything. No one wants you alive, is the thing. We're just waiting for you to go. You're a giant burden. So you should just realize this and shut your mouth and try to live what's left of your life in silence. We don't want to see you. We don't want to hear you. I love these old people that basically lock themselves in their apartment and just wait to die. They get their goddamn Meals on Wheels delivered to them. They're off the roads. They're not bothering me in grocery stores. That's how you should spend your last days, in obscurity. Just no one knows you're even still alive. Okay, sorry. I get so angry when I think about old people. You know how I feel about them. Anyway, here is a news report about an old woman who called 911 because she misplaced her remote and is convinced that someone stole it or misplaced it.
At a cluster of homes in Greeley.
I'm the kind of person that likes to have everything neat.
A woman who doesn't want her name or face on camera says she noticed something was missing.
So I like to have a place for everything, and I like everything in its place.
Let me ask you this. How many people out there have misplaced a remote? I see just about everyone has raised their hand. To this woman, though, it's inconceivable she misplaced it. The best explanation she could come up with was robbers came to her house, and the only thing of value was a remote control.
The TV, which she says she rarely watches, was where it should be.
I couldn't find my remote.
But its stalwart companion, the remote control.
I mean, even if you didn't think that you misplaced the remote, the most logical explanation is something happened. Maybe you knocked it over or something. Not you know, a couple of crooks came to take, not your TV, your remote.
But its stalwart companion, the remote control, was nowhere to be found.
I was very frustrated.
So the woman called Greeley police. She told them she'd been burglarized. They do confirm to us that they got her call and sent an officer to her home.
I told them, I said, you know, I'm not a well-to-do person. I said, why would somebody come in here and take a remote?
Although,
yeah, it doesn't make sense, does it? Huh. Can you guys hear the hatred and anger in my voice? I hope so, because I really despise this woman.
Although they didn't find the remote at first, the woman did find herself in the police blotter.
Right in here. the place where I would never have thought it would.
Yes, she found herself in the newspaper. Woman reports remote control stolen.
Right in here. The place where I would never have thought it would be, that's where I found it.
Yeah, she found her remote.
Right in here. The place where I would never have thought it would be, that's where I found it. But, you know, I just would never have put it there.
And so, to this day, the woman says she thinks someone else was in her home.
I would probably do it again, yes.
Yes, you heard it right. This woman says if her remote went missing once more, she would call police again.
You just can't be too careful anymore.
Oh, my God. What do you think? This is a terrorist attack or something? You can't be so sure. You got to call it in. Oh, just die already. Here is a toothless, overweight man from Texas talking about how great his local high school football team is.
This is a shout-out. To the Knox City Greyhounds, the most dominant physical force in our district today.
He's pretty intense.
High school football today. In Texas football today.
I don't want your life.
No one's bigger. What? No one's greater. No one is better than Guy Black.
Austin Belmont. Blake Jones, Brandon York.
I want this guy to be the announcer for Distorted View, quite frankly. All right.
Ty Briggersmith.
That's right. Hit it out.
He's already out of breath.
The Knox City Greyhounds is going to get it on that field.
This goes on for 10 minutes, by the way.
It doesn't matter what turf we're on. It doesn't matter what turf we go to. Either it is our home turf or someone else's home turf. When we step on that field this season, we are going to absolutely, beyond doubt, we are going to dominate, annihilate, assassinate,
masturbate
every team in our district.
Those high school circle
every
jerks.
Every team what? We face when the Knox City Greyhounds steps on that turf, steps on that field. It doesn't matter if it's our home turf or something.
All right, let me fast forward a bit here just so you can get an idea of where this goes.
I know.
I know.
Absolute fact. This year is going to be our finest hour.
He spoke to Jesus
this
about this.
It's going to be our greatest moment. This year, this season, we dominate, annihilate, and assassinate every other team.
You do realize he's talking about high school football.
That dares.
High school football.
That dares get on that turf. Dares get on that field. Dares sends.
I mean, it's ridiculous to talk about any, you know, team like that. But this is high school. These are like 13-year-old boys playing.
In our district.
Who cares?
In high school football.
This is Texas.
Today.
I mean, you know, it is quite a pep talk, I guess.
Get on that field.
Get her!
And knock some heads. Knock some bodies. Knock them on the ground. Kick them on the ground. And go all the way.
Show no mercy! Kill those sons of bitches!
Get on that field and knock some heads. Knock some bodies. Knock them on the ground. Kick them on the ground. And go all the way.
Break some goddamn bones! Aim for the head! Got some concussions! Right.
To the state championship. That is our trophy. That is our.
None of these bastards brain dead. That's what he wants.
Championship. That is our state.
All right. All right. We get it. Moving on now. I've got some audio clips from a vintage gay porno called The Boys from Cell Block Q. And I guess these are like teenagers in some sort of like juvie situation.
You children must think I'm the Easter asshole!
That's the warden.
You children must think I'm the Easter asshole! I don't know what's going on here, but I don't like it. I don't like it one bit.
I think what he doesn't like is all the fucking going on in Cell Block Q.
You're trying to tell me that Hulk Hogan's not really fighting in there? jack off the queen.
Jack off your own queen.
If you think it would help you, maybe we could take a tinkle together.
No? By the way, the guy talking is a priest, right? The one who wants to take a tinkle together.
If you think it would help you, maybe we could take a tinkle together.
None of the boys here come from good families, and they all sweat so much.
I'm dying to spill my guts about my jock itch.
The most strenuous work I want to do is peel a cucumber.
When did you first...
That's my favorite character because he's super gay.
The most strenuous work I want to do is peel a cucumber.
Yeah, the most strenuous work I want to do.
The most strenuous work I want to do is peel a cucumber.
When did you first learn that you liked cock?
Fuck you!
Would you like to tell us about your first cock-sucking experience?
It's okay that you're a fag. I don't hold that against you.
Is that all you guys do? Stand around and look at each other's dicks? Fuck you!
Are you trying to tell me...
That's the uber gay guy, by the way. He's going, fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Fuck you!
Are you trying to tell me you used to be a faggot?
Used to be? Honey, his flame is still burning bright. If you know what I mean. I don't really know what I mean there. And finally...
You mean you wouldn't suck someone's cock for $1 million?
Sure, for $1 million.
How about for $2?
Now, I don't know what happens in this movie, but I'm guessing he takes the $2 and sucks some dick. So there you go. That's the boys from Cell Block Q. I'll put a link to this video because you really need to see it to believe it on distortedview.com so you can all check it out. Now, finally, real quick before we get into the news, I got to mention DB listener Sloan has a new band called Whorehole. Here are a few of the tracks off their first album, Live Fast, Love Hard, Lick Toilets. This is a track called I Clean Toilets.
You know I find abused. You know I find the tampon papers. Sometimes I find abused. And I get excited, but I don't lose my cool. Put them in my pocket, baby. Ain't no one's fool.
All right, that's I Clean Toilets. Next up, Hard Candy Cock.
Stick it in your mouth. Don't take it out. Yeah. All right. Oh, yeah. Come on and suck it. Hard Candy Cock. Yeah.
All right, very good. And finally, we've got Dick Milk.
Grease up the ship. Fill the cup up. Slap on the ass as she lifts up the glass. Drink my cup up.
Intellectual lyrics.
She gives me a grin as she wipes off the chin. Man, that's fucked up.
These guys are kind of like Douchebag Explosion, but the reason why I like Whorehole better than Douchebag Explosion is because you can sort of understand what these guys are singing. You can understand the lyrics. With Douchebag Explosion, it's like, suck, suck, Tim is gay. But these guys you can actually understand, you know, suck my cum, drink my dick milk or whatever. All right, and with that, let's get into the crazy, bizarre, twisted, up fucked up news right now.
Yes, if you're not a member of the Short of You Science Show, sorry, I'm messing around with some of my effects on this new board.
My new board!
My new mixer can do effects on the fly.
And I'm totally gonna overuse this. I am a robot!
Hello? Where are you? I can't see you! It's dark in here!
All right, enough of this nonsense.
Is that right? Hello? Testing 1, 2, 3. Yes, if you're not a member of the Distorted View Sideshow, sign up right now. It's only $5 a month or $50 a year. Superfreaksideshow.com. This past weekend, I did a voicemail show. Tomorrow, I've got an extended program. If you want to support the show, sign up right now. Get all sorts of great content for only $5 a month or $50 a year. Go right now to superfreaksideshow.com. All right, three quick stories, and then we'll get the hell out of here. First up, it was the emergency call-out every paramedic dreads. A child in danger. Dun, dun, dun. As they raced to a house where a 5-year-old had gone into cardiac arrest, they feared for the worst. Until they arrived to discover the youngster was actually a goddamn stupid cat. A fast response... You know, an old person was behind this.
It's just like my kid.
A fast response car and ambulance were scrambled at 6:45 a.m. after a desperate couple dialed 999 over there in the UK and pleaded with the emergency operator to revive their five-year-old. But when the teams arrived at the home in Ware, Hertfordshire, they found a tearful couple clutching their five-year-old pet cat, which later died. An ambulance spokesman said the call could have meant the difference between life and death for a genuine patient. One paramedic said the 999 situation that raises the adrenaline the most is probably being called to a seriously ill child. It's human nature. Fast response cars and ambulances will be driven at the maximum speed for safety to the scene, and paramedics will mentally prepare to offer their immediate professional assistance. You'd certainly be pumped up by it. The paramedics were probably relieved it wasn't a child to start with, and then they were absolutely gobsmacked. It was a surreal situation. I've gone to some silly calls, but nothing like this. I can't understand why they didn't try to call a vet. Some people think 999 covers everything. The bizarre call was received by East of England Ambulance Service on August 10th from a foreign couple. The paramedic said they had been in the country a short time only and may have been confused, adding, "We get a lot of callers with language barriers. We have a translation line we can use, but you haven't got time to do that in a potentially critical situation." A spokesman for the service said, "We would like to remind people that 999 is a lifeline for people, not stupid cats." Second story we have for you today. I don't know if this is an update or not. This sounds kind of familiar. California porn studio Imperial Enterprises is suing 3,500 people for illegally downloading the company's porno content. However, one of the defendants claims there's no way he would have downloaded the illegal stuff. You know why? Because he's blind. And unless these films come in Braille form, he's not going to get much out of it. Though some of you may be thinking, well, maybe he downloaded it to have something to listen to. This man claims he's been falsely accused, though. The legally blind man said he was too busy to password protect his Wi-Fi connection, which resulted in someone else getting on the network and downloading the porn entitled Tokyo Cougar Cream Pie. Ew. This man, known as John Doe, told the Seattle Weekly newspaper that the whole thing was a little recalculous, as his movie-watching ability is non-existent. He said his kids watch movies, but they're 4 and 6. They're not... I don't think they'd be interested in Tokyo Cream Pie. So they don't watch porn either. Well, hopefully they don't. Unfortunately, Doe will likely have to settle since he doesn't have the money to afford a lawyer to counter the lawsuit, nor does he have the money to pay if he loses the lawsuit. Going in front of the judge would cost thousands of dollars, and it would cost hundreds of thousands if he lost the case. So if neither John Doe, his wife, nor his two small children downloaded the porn, who did? The Does apparently live in a densely populated area, which means there's a lot of people in close proximity that are able to hack or just connect to Doe's Wi-Fi. Besides, if this John Doe wanted porn, he'd have to look no further than to pornfortheblind.org.
Porn for the Blind presents Cum Overload. This is a 53-second preview clip located at http://www.cumoverload.com/preview/2.htm. The site is a bright yellow background.
I can visualize
the clip itself is surrounded in a green background. At the top right corner, there is a woman partaking in vaginal sex. In the upper left corner, there's a woman taking in oral sex.
A lot of sex on that
Cum
page.
Overload is above several clips of women performing various sexual acts. Okay, we're going to start the clip now.
Oh, okay.
Okay, it says, presented by iDream Network. There's a woman who is sort of vaguely trying to cover up her vagina. She's looking into the camera. And now there's a point of view shot down from a man receiving oral sex from the woman.
Okay.
She is hot. Licking the shaft of the penis. She's also giving a partial hand job.
Describe her hands.
She's mostly focusing on the
and the guy's
head
cock.
Of the penis.
Okay.
She's continuing to give oral sex.
Fat.
Now she is giving a hand job.
She needs to be more descriptive.
She has recommenced the oral sex. She continues the oral sex. Fade to Black.
Very good. Now, I've mentioned pornfortheblind.org many times. What I find interesting is there's Porn for the Blind presents www.stinkytrouble.com. What could that be?
Okay, so this chick, she's in my room, right? And we're getting all handsy and stuff.
Yeah?
And I could have sworn that she'd be tight, you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, you know how you just have this hunch? Well, I take her pants off her, right?
Stinky Trouble?
She had this huge-ass cock. Like, huge.
Sir, you are abusing pornfortheblind.org.
And Mary walks in and rapes her.
What? Oh. Racist. That was pornfortheblind.org, where sighted people can describe porn clips for the blind. All right, final story we have for you today. A Kentucky man wants his day in court after going in for a routine circumcision on October 9th and waking up without a penis. Dun, dun, dun. I'd say you have a case, sir. Philip Seaton of Huati and his wife Deborah claim in a lawsuit that Dr. John Patterson did not consult them before removing Seaton's penis. They're seeking damages for loss of service, love, and affection. The trial is set to begin on Monday. Dr. Patterson maintains the removal was necessary because he found cancer during the surgery. Kevin George, Seaton's attorney, said Dr. Patterson's post-surgical notes show the doctor thought he detected cancer and removed the penis. Lab tests confirmed Seaton had squamous. What the fuck is that? S-Q-U-A-M-O-U-S. Squamous cells. Carcinoma. Carcinoma. Ow! But George said the situation was not an emergency and argued the family should have been allowed to get a second opinion. The doctor, however, disagreed. While it's unfortunate that he developed this cancer, it is both unfair and unreasonable to blame a physician for providing what was appropriate and necessary care for his condition, Patterson said. Was the doctor right to cut off Seton's penis, or did Seton get shafted? The case raises a serious question. Can a doctor just decide to take this step if he or she feels it'll save a patient's life? Whether or not a surgeon has the right to perform surgery is a, quote, difficult question, says Dr. Douglas Dikema, a professor of pediatrics at the University of Washington and a member of the American Academy of Pediatrics Circumcision Task Force. I didn't realize there was a circumcision task force out there. If the situation is truly eminently life-threatening, they can and should act. So there you go. That, my friends, is your distorted. I want to get on that task force, that circumcision task force. That, my friends, is your distorted news for Monday. Let's do a couple voicemails and get the hell out of here. Alrighty, freaks, speak to me, please. Oh, yeah, these are some old voicemails. I did a voicemail show this past weekend. Found a few more old ones, but tomorrow we should be pretty well caught up, and I'll be playing voicemails from the last couple days. So that's good. If you want to hear your voice relatively soon, call into the voicemail line now.
I just shit my pants.
Yeah, I should have tried that with my voice, with my new effects processor on this mixer. Listen to this. Listen, I mean, I don't know. What do you want me to do? I mean, you got to speak up, people. I can't.
It's true. I'm short. I'm talking about pissing. When you ask about.
No, I'm sorry. No, I'm not doing your. I'm not doing it.
Hey, you silly faggot. You want to fucking suck my cock? Like, get the cheese from under my head? Fucking.
Every day you're calling in with this shit. No.
You douchebag.
Okay. Why?
Well, ask your question, Richard.
Oh, what question? What question there, Sir John?
Well, you wanted to know about what I was doing about 10 hours ago.
Yeah. What were you doing 10 hours ago, my friend?
Oh, boy.
Well, I ended up having to skin this baby.
Mm-hmm.
And what happened was...
This goes on for 4 minutes. It's a four-minute voicemail call.
Got absolutely everywhere.
You gotta be fucking insane if you think I'm gonna sit through that crap.
Jagutim, lifetime member, dispatch!
Oh my god, why can't you people just call in with actual interesting stuff?
I'm not getting any of the album.
I hate the voicemail section. Sure. All you guys are awful. Horrible. Next.
Hey, Jimmy Boo. It's the pumpkin fucker calling. I hate trying to call your number here and try to time things out right, so I'm just calling now. It's going to be random, but it's my birthday on August 27th. I just wanted to put in a birthday request on the birthday request line. I would like you to play me Glass Meat Clock. It's been a while since I heard it, and I'd really appreciate it.
Well, now, I believe, let me look up, because I might have a couple different versions of Glass Meat Clocks. Here is the version with no music.
Glass Meat Clocks, Glass Meat Clocks, eat your time, tell the meat. Glass Meat Clocks, Glass Meat.
And here is a version with music.
Glass Meat Clocks, Glass Meat Clocks, eat your time, tell the meat. Glass Meat Clocks, Glass Meat Clocks, a topsy-turvy world where 12 is ground beef, hamburger is midnight.
Yes, that is a topsy-turvy world where hamburger is midnight.
A topsy-turvy world.
It's a very intelligent song. I don't know if you understand all if you get all the nuances.
Hey Tim, it's the Milkman here, and you were wondering if anybody was getting the album artwork, and that's a big negative, man.
Yeah, it's got to be something on my feed. I'm gonna check out distortedview.com, and I think it's something. PodPress is fucking something up, I think.
Hey, I was just wondering if you had heard of or listened to the Walking the Room podcast.
No.
Because you said that your show is your type of humor. And this episode, they opened up with saying that if a man sat in a vinyl chair eating nothing but pork chops for 18 years, and then someone ripped him off of that chair, the scream and the sound of flesh being torn and the gases escaping his body would be the sound of that podcast. I just thought you would like that one. Okay, bye.
Sounds interesting.
Hey, Timmy Boo, it's VSP. Well,
hi,
I got
VSP.
To tell you, first of all,
thank you for all the birthday presents.
Oh, I just sent you a second birthday package, mainly to apologize for taking over a year to send you the first one. So guess it's really actually just this year's gift. But I also have a comment about someone saying that Brendan's mom would be great in that porno we're trying to put together. Unfortunately, as wonderful as that would be very dangerous in the legal sense. She's not a popular character who is being parodied. She is a human being whose likeness and mannerisms would end up, without her permission, used in a work of fiction. You would get reamed if she ever found out about that.
Oh.
So be very careful about that.
I'll just stick to my own characters. Satan and Steffi. Or, what was the chick? Katie? Love a Katie character.
This is Lifetime Member Steve on the Atheist. Two real quick things, and then I'll go ahead and get the hell out of here. First thing, I have one of the, I have your 1-800 wet shit thing assigned to my email.
Yeah.
Like, as the thing that plays whenever I get an email on my phone.
So when you get an email, you hear, "Hey, baby, thanks for calling 1-800-WET-SHIT.
It's gone off twice in times I didn't want it to. I don't know if that... First time whenever it was, I was in the middle of a dental appointment.
Mm-hmm.
My dentist didn't appreciate that all that much. And the second time was with my mother. So, yeah.
She didn't like that?
And the second thing, how pissed off would you be in this scenario? You have, in your hometown, there is a porn store.
There is.
And right in front of it, there is a Jesus is watching you billboard.
They do that
now,
a lot.
Somebody from out of town gets the idea to film it and win $10,000 on America's Funniest Home Videos. What?
I don't understand why that's funny, because that is a common occurrence where, you know, these porn stores are erected, no pun intended, and then church groups or something put up billboards next to it. Like, there was one in Ohio here, north of Columbus. There's a porn store, and then right by there's a billboard that says real men don't masturbate, or I don't know, something like that. Real men love Jesus and refrain from masturbating.
Shagoo, Timmy Boo. Two things. A, you asked if the sound...
Real men don't need porn.
It sounds different in that it is amazing. And also, I can see the album artwork again. Thanks,
guys. Oh, you can? Oh, shit. See, that's the problem of doing all these, like, playing voicemails from, 5 years ago. Very behind. That is all the time we have on this edition of the show. I want you guys to email me. I'm sorry. I'm sick. I don't... it's not coming out right. Email me, show@distortedview.com. Distortedview.com is our official website. Voicemail line for you, 206-666-4463. That's 206-666-OH-GOD. It's OH-GOD.
Fuck you.
Spread the distortion to all your friends about the podcast. I will see you back tomorrow for the Tuesday program. Until then, have a great day. Bye, everybody.
I want to touch people. That's what I want to do.
Yeah, that's okay.
I want to touch people. I want them to touch me.
Okay, so that's what you really want.
That's all I want.
You want to be touched and you want to touch people. Yeah.